I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about learning to fear the Lord. Learning to fear the Lord. Just the other night, I was reading with my daughters. We're reading this passage of scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 31. And it's talking about how Moses commanded the people every 7 years during the Feast of Tabernacles, during the year, the seventh year of their cycles of years, all of the people, men, women, children, were to gather together at the place God would show them to gather in Jerusalem. And they were to publicly read from the law of God, from the Bible, basically. And all the people were supposed to be standing there listening as they would read through this entire law, children included. And my children and I were talking about how, you know, hey, you'd have to stand there and listen to this teaching basically all day long. And it says an interesting thing in this passage of scripture, though. It says that so the people would listen and that the children would learn to fear the Lord so that they would possess the land for a long time. They would learn to fear the Lord and they would live in the land for a long time. Learning to fear the Lord, this combination that we've talked about of daily communion, the daily communion meditations that we do, is very, very important. That in this process, we do it with the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is honor and reverence and respect for Him. Just that deep sense of honor where we fear not having Him in our lives. We fear letting Him down. We want to have that deep sense of reverence and awe and respect and to do things for Him out of joy, to do things out of delight, do it with a willing heart and with a good attitude. That's what I believe what God has shown me the fear of the Lord is. So we're going to be taking the communion over this today because there's so many promises about what's available to those who fear the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom. There's all these promises that are available for those that fear the Lord and learning to fear Him. We're going to be taking communion over that today. But why are we taking communion? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir His sacrifice into our remembrance, into our mind and imagination, to make it active and relevant right now in this present moment today, to take a few minutes out of our day to remember that, to stir it into our mind. We have this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of His sacrifice into our mind and remembrance and pair it with something physical that we actually do with the cracker and the juice. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and body together. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. It's proving the death or proclaiming the death that activates all of the benefits, all the benefits that we have in this new covenant. But we've been talking about, it's very important to take communion the right way. And God has emphasized this to me, especially over this last year. That every time you take it with the fear of the Lord, that honor and reverence and respect and just delight that we get this opportunity to come have a reminder of our partnership, of our covenant with Him. And so the process we use for these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. Are we living with the fear of the Lord? Are we living out our days, making today a masterpiece? And how do we make it the masterpiece? By getting connected to the Master. And then lately, we've been talking about physical exercise. After our time of communion for today, we've been given some workout tips. Physical exercise as a way to practice exercising our faith, to practice connecting with God and experiencing His grace flow through you. Once you understand how to get that flowing through you, it teaches you how to practically apply it into all the other areas of your life. So we're going to get started with our prayer here, and then we'll get into our time of communion after that. So Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and to be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities you're sending our way. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders. Keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's talk about the other half of prayer. Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we doing today? Because when it all comes down to it, gaining traction in our lives is all about mastering today, because it's always called today. So we talk about executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy, that fear of the Lord, into your day today. Number one, getting positioned in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light to make it bigger and greater. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction and take action. Do those things that you know to do and do them together in partnership with God today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either you're in the light or you're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To be in the light, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into humility every single day. There's a tendency to get into pride. We got to keep repositioning ourselves back into humility today. We got to keep positioning ourselves back into forgiveness. That forgiveness is flowing. I'm receiving it from God, that grace and forgiveness. I'm forgiven myself. I'm walking in grace and forgiveness with other people. To be positioned in the light, externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? And to be positioned in gratitude and praise, one of the greatest expressions of faith, just gratitude and praise. And when you take your position, in the light, you got access to everything God has. He's taken it all, this new covenant. He's put it all in Christ. And by faith, we can access this grace. Got access today to his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy. You got the mind of Christ ready to flow through you today. You got his health and energy, his time, his finances. Become part of his family. Got an eternal purpose to walk out with him together today. And so much more. And then we're going to start to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all this through us. To build a bigger pipeline where God can flow more of it through us. It's all about what we're focused on. What we're thinking about, what we're meditating on, where our attention is. To magnify the light, we're going to magnify God's word today. To be thinking about it and talking about it and rolling it over in our mind. His unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, our righteousness in Christ. We got right standing with God because of Jesus. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. I believe it's in Philemon, maybe it says, that our faith is made effective as we share and talk about every good thing that God put within us. We can magnify all that's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy, all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring those problems into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those problems. Just simply choosing not to magnify them. I'm not going to make them bigger than they really are. I'm going to magnify God instead. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, looking out for ourselves, bitterness, complaining, unforgiveness, dwelling on the issues and problems and magnifying them as bigger than God, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future. Or for a lot of people, they don't know that all this is available today. They don't understand all that God has made available for us by his grace. And so they feel like all the weight and pressure is on them. They have to figure it all out themselves. It's up to them to make it happen. That's where we're going to get good at recognizing those symptoms. When we're in darkness, there might be a tendency to retaliate at people, to withhold good things that we know we should be doing because we're holding something against them, to avoid people, to give them the silent treatment, to withdraw your presence. Then there's the heaviness, the weight, and the pressure, like all it's all just sitting right on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Low energy is another symptom of this. Staying in darkness is very low energy. Then there's the fear and stress and the worry, the dread of the future, confusion about what to do or which steps to take. As you stay positioned in this darkness, you get stuck in bad habits and vicious cycles that become very hard to break. But when you're in the light, there's this rest in your soul. And the more you magnify the light, the more of that rest you're going to experience. It's going to grow bigger on the inside of you. And when you rest, God goes to work. When you rest, he goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels rise up because you've got his spirit and his power and his peace and his joy and his love and his energy all flowing through you. You got his mind flowing. You get these aha moments. These flashes of insight where you just know what to do. And as that grace flows, he just begins to effortlessly set you free. Out of bad habits, bad patterns, things you've been stuck in. And if all this weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace that if we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around again, to get right back into the light again. Because one of our biggest challenges is keeping our positioning and maintaining it when issues and pressures are coming at us. Maybe someone says something, maybe someone does something. Stuff's coming at you in the day. And learning to recognize when you get off track and turn it back around very quickly. How do you do it? You humble yourself. Father, forgive me for whatever it was. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. Then you walk in forgiveness and grace with other people. And then you start praising him and thanking him for his grace and his love and his goodness. And all of a sudden, it starts to flow again. You feel that peace and that joy and that love just wash over you on the inside. That heaviness will just break off of you. Just takes a second. It is truly an amazing thing when you experience this. And then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us. He's trying to train us every day. We got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. One of my favorite ways to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to start to magnify what went well today. What are the ways I saw God showing up today? What were my wins for the day? Then I'll just ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything you were trying to get across to me that I missed? Or didn't get it or didn't understand it the way you wanted me to? And you just get still. And you listen. It doesn't take long. Just for a few minutes. And whatever comes into your mind, you just begin to write it down. Start to record your journey with him day by day. Then as you go throughout your day, maintain that connection. Stay connected to him. Stay tuned into him. You ever feel like you're losing that? You're getting separated from it a little bit. Just slow down for a couple minutes. Get reconnected. Get plugged back into him again. You ever unsure on something, what to do, which steps to take? Just ask him. He wants to show you. He'll show you every single time. But then you got to wait until you know. Sometimes we get out ahead of God. We're doing things we don't know to do yet. Which leads me to the last thing I like to do in my journal. Is plan the upcoming day with God. God, what's on your plan for the next day? You get still and you listen for a second. And then here's what you do. What do you know to do? What do you know needs to get done today? Is anything in your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating, anything on your to-do list, anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do? And you write out your plan for the day. Then you wake up in the morning. excited like a kid on Christmas morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to get positioned in that humility and gratitude and love first thing in the morning. I'm going to get connected to Him. Then we're going to walk out this plan together with Him, in partnership with Him, with a good attitude, full confidence in Him. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you. You get that grace flowing through you, and He is the source of beauty. He begins to beautify your life. And beauty is attractive and magnetic. It begins to pull more and more of everything that He has for you into your life. Let's take a look at the scripture today. This is the passage I was reading with my kids the other night. It says Deuteronomy 31, verses 9 through 13. It says, so Moses wrote down this law. He wrote down the Bible that they had at the time. And he gave it to the Levitical priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and to all the elders of Israel. Then Moses commanded them at the end of every 7 years. So every seventh year was a Sabbath year. They had to let the land rest every 7 years. At the end of every 7 years, in the year for canceling debts, during that seventh year, they also had to cancel all debts. During the Feast of Tabernacles, which happens in the fall, it's like the closing harvest festival at the end of the agricultural season. When all of Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God at the place He will choose. So God had commanded them, during this time, all the people need to come and assemble together before Me. And here's what they're going to do. You shall read this law before them in their hearing. Assemble the people, men, women, and children, and the foreigners residing in your towns, so they can listen. Now, what do they need to do? They need to listen. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, the Bible tells us in Romans. Faith comes by hearing. So you need to be listening to God's word. One of the ways we learn to fear the Lord is listening to God's word regularly. One of the ways that I like to implement this, that I found has been a great benefit for me, is what we call scribing. So I call it my Bible writing, is scribing or hand copying passages of scripture. And then we read it out loud after whatever we've written, we read it out loud. And so you're hearing yourself speaking out God's word every day. There's something powerful that happens when it doesn't just go in, but it also comes back out of you. So it says, so they can listen and learn to fear the Lord and follow carefully all the words of this law. Their children who do not know this law, they must hear it and learn to fear the Lord. Learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land that you're crossing the Jordan to possess. So God's putting a special emphasis on the children. Their children who do not know this law, they need to hear it. Because when they hear it, it's going to build that faith in them. And they're going to learn to fear the Lord so that they can live in the land for a long time. So, Father, we're asking for your help today, taking communion over this. We're asking for us personally that you would help us to learn to fear you. If you haven't taught us already, that we would learn to fear you. Just that honor and deep respect and reverence and awe, reverent submission to do your will. If we have children, Lord, we're asking for your help to learn to teach this to them, that they would learn it as well, so that they can live long in the land that you have for them. So Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Can approach him with freedom and confidence because of his one sacrifice. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. The forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And part of living in that light is learning to have the fear of the Lord. Believe it's in Isaiah. It says, the fear of the Lord, forget the reference, Isaiah 33 something maybe. You can Google it. The fear of the Lord is the key to the treasure. The fear of the Lord is the key to the treasure. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out today. Making today a masterpiece. And one of the ways I would encourage you to do that is using your workout time today, daily workout, every single day, of using it as a time to connect with God and practice experiencing that grace flowing through you. Now, if you're following along with our daily communion workouts that we have, you'll see one of the exercises that's on there is farmer's walks. If you don't have our daily communion workouts, if you get onto our email list at the Abundant Life Training Center, whenever you receive the daily communion meditation emails, you'll also see a workout attached at the bottom of those. One of the exercises that's on there is farmer's walks. Now, the way I think of it is this. The hands are made to secure things. And the way I think of it is this. Your hands, when you train your hands at the end of your workout, it seals in the workout. This is what God has taught me. It seals in your workout and kind of locks it in, makes it secure so you don't lose the results that you just worked for. So training the hands at the end of the workout. One of the ways I like to do that is with a farmer's walk at the end of the workout. So for some of you, you might not be doing the whole workout. You might be doing just the first phase. And this is something. You can find something that you have in your house and do farmer's walks. It's just picking up weights and just walking it with them. So think about like carrying buckets like farmers would do, carrying luggage. We take dumbbells oftentimes and just walk around carrying the dumbbells and just work on squeezing and gripping those weights. Now, if you don't have anything to hold, you don't have any weights or anything like that, you can just work on your grip. Just work on squeezing and gripping and training your hands. But this is something I do at the end of every single workout, and it seals in the results of the workout, is the way that I think of it. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.